Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Good morning. Oh, happy day. It's Tuesday. Welcome, everyone. My name is Carol. Glad you are here. All right, I have made it through my colonoscopy, and y'all were right. It was not a big deal. I should have listened to everyone. But no, I had to work myself up and get all nervous and worried about it. It was so funny. The prep was not bad at all. I don't know why people are saying the prep was the worst. To me, I did not have a difficult time with it. I was prescribed a brand called Suflave, S-U-F-L-A-V-E, something like that. And it was decent. It wasn't too terrible. And I stayed by the bathroom. I mean, I did not have anything major happen. You know, it was all right. It was not bad. It was easy peasy for me. But anyway, it's so funny because I was so nervous about being put under because I've had some heart issues recently, but it seems to be all working out. Or I thought I had some. Well, I did have some. I had AFib and I was, they kind of freaks me out, your heart and everything. So I was a little nervous about being put under, but anyway, we get back there and she puts, the whole hooking up and all with the monitors, you know how it goes. So, they say, okay, Miss Marshall, we'll put you on your side. So he put me on my side. They made sure I was comfortable. And then next thing I know, I wake up in the recovery room. That's it. That's it. I remember nothing. I don't even remember going to sleep. The last thing I remember was being on my side. They, adjusted my pillow so I could be a little bit more comfortable. And then I wake up in the recovery room. Same position, too, by the way. I wake up. It's so funny. Anyway. Oh, my gosh. I said, anyway. I got to stop being like Joe Biden and saying, anyway. When I finish a thought, I need a different transition word. It's not that I come up against a wall like he does. It's just I've finished the story and I don't know how to transition to the next. All right. The other thing, well, I guess I could go and tell you about, let's go ahead and go to the X file. So this, I'm not going to read this story. I'm just going to read the headline. It's out there on my X file. It's a weird story. It's a heartbreaking story. Mom's heartbreaking last words as she died from poison mushroom in sushi roll. I'm not sure I can go on much longer. I love you. And she couldn't talk, I guess, because of her throat. She was 64 years old. She had so much pain from eating this sushi with the poison mushroom that was imported by China, by the way. It's a Montana woman who met a prolonged and painful death after eating poisonous mushrooms from China at a sushi restaurant, spent her final days telling her loved ones, I'm not sure I can go on much longer, her heartbroken husband has revealed. You can go and finish reading that. It was here in America, but she ate... oh my gosh. So she ate these mushrooms that were in the sushi, and I guess the mushrooms were poisonous, and they were imported from China. So there you go. You can go finish reading that story. The next one The next one I want to talk about, but you're going to, it's out on my X file. Oh my gosh. I wish I could talk today, y'all. Judge declares mistrial in case of Arizona rancher charged with murder of Mexican national on border property. Why are they calling them Mexican nationals? They make them, when you say Mexican national, it makes them sound like they're important. Like they're from the Mexican government or something. This person, I guess, was on this man's rancher's property crossing the border. I think you've heard of this before. This I've heard briefly about this particular case, and they have a picture of the rancher standing there in handcuffs with a bulletproof with a vest, orange jumper. It's horrible. Did they have him arrested, and was he stayed in prison this whole time until his trial? I don't know. A jury was unable to reach a verdict in the case of Arizona rancher George Allen Kelly, who was accused of second-degree murder in connection to the death of a Mexican national found fatally shot on his borderland ranch in January of 2023. You can go read that story. Maybe I'm hoping Pat Gray will talk about it a little bit. We'll see. All right, so the next thing, medical shuns gender transition. Oh my gosh. Medicine shuns gender detransitioners like me, but we deserve to be heard and helped. From the New York Post, written by Chloe Cole. And I think Chloe Cole is I've heard of this name. I think she is the detransitioner who wrote this piece for the New York Post. She says, when I was 12, I tried to transition my gender. At 12 years old, y'all, everyone supported me. Therapists told me I was doing the right thing. Doctors put me on puberty blockers and then cross-sex hormones before cutting off my breasts, a double mastectomy. My parents' health insurance covered everything. The medical establishment believed I should transition based on the idea of gender-affirming care. Gender-affirming care is child abuse. We need to rename it. We need to use the correct terminology and stop caving in to these people who start, you know, gender dysphoria, by the way, wasn't always called gender dysphoria. And it is a mental illness. It is. And it used to be called gender disorder. And before that, something else. But it is a mental disorder. So the message I got was loud and clear. Transitioning was the best decision I'd ever made. At 16, I realized I made a mistake. I wanted to turn back, to detransition, to be the girl I've always been. But as soon as I said that, no one supported me anymore. The therapists, they told me I was confused, that I was just on a gender journey. The doctors, they didn't want to provide the treatments and procedures to reverse what they'd done. They looked at me like I was crazy. Like I was asking for something totally outside the bounds of medicine. And after a while, they wouldn't talk to me either. My parents' health insurance, it wouldn't cover a penny of my detransition. It was happy to pay for cutting off my breast, but not reconstructive surgery. It wouldn't even cover mental health care. Huh. Interesting. My parents and I are on the hook for tens of thousands of dollars for the care I need, with no end in sight. Everywhere I turned, the medical establishment effectively told me detransitioning isn't real or doesn't matter. This is the dark side of gender-affirming care. It only affirms in one direction. If you want to change genders, great. If you regret your decision, too bad. Well, you know, maybe this is why we need to wait and let the children grow out of it. Hello. I'm not going to read the rest of it, but I do suggest you do it. You go read the rest of it. The next story I want to touch on is written by Susan Edelman and, hold on, I got to open the app here. And, oh my gosh, Deidre Bardolph. This is a little bit long. I'm going to try to make it short. Parent members of a Manhattan school board who support a public review of the city's decision to let transgender athletes play in female sports have faced a backlash in their professional and personal lives, they told the Post. So there's a group of parents who do not agree that, or they want it investigated further about allowing boys to play on the girls' teams. I have to stop using the word transgender because there's no such thing. It's just boys pretending to be girls wanting to play in the girls' sports. The Community Education Council for District 2, the city's largest neighborhood school board, passed a controversial and highly publicized resolution last month calling for the study with a vote of 8-3. Since then, several of the 8 members who voted yes say they've been targeted in person, at work, and where they volunteer. I have personally been sworn at in the street, slandered at my workplace, and vilified online, CEC2 member of Allison Bowman told the Post. Bowman was questioned by the legal
counsel at her real estate job after an anonymous commenter on X attacked her in reply to her company's post recognizing Pride Month. Seems a little off-brand to have one of your top employees, Allison Bowman, go co-sponsoring an anti-trans resolution, the New York Mama page blasted. I mean, this is what these people do. You speak out against what you know is right and true, and then the people who are lunatics attack you personally, professionally. And then this is why people are afraid to speak out. I want you to go finish reading that story. I also would like for you to subscribe to Kelly J. Keene's YouTube channel and start watching her videos. Start with the one called Ultras Assemble. She goes through the White House, Biden's administration staff, with the trans. There's a lot of them in there. A lot of trans, a lot of men wearing women's dresses in the Biden administration. It is terrifying. Please go watch that video. It's, I don't know how long it is. Maybe I guess it's pretty long. But if you start at like the 15-minute mark, something like that. Now she does, Kelly J is a British women's rights activist. She is not a feminist. She says she's not a feminist. Which personally, I don't think there's anything wrong with being the feminist of the olden days. But I understand the word feminism and that group has been taken over by a fringe crazy group of women, which I don't want to be associated with. So I understand why she doesn't want to call herself a feminist. So she's a women's right activist and she's in Britain and she started a political party. She has officially started a political party called the Party of Women, and she has put forth candidates. Candidates are coming forth under the umbrella of the Party of Women, and good for her. I wish we could do something like that here in the United States. We need a good women's rights activist here in the United States. I wish somebody would step up and do it. But, you know, people are too afraid because of being attacked and losing their job. So we need a high profile Megyn Kelly voice to do that. But Megyn Kelly already has a job. So, you know, we need an activist. We need I don't know what to do. I wish we could. We need a grassroots effort. I need some people to help me, join me and help and just talk about this. I know it's terrifying because it seems to be against us here with, you know, the Title IX and the way they have propped up all of these men pretending to be women, using language like transgender women and making it sound soft and easy and nice and, you know, love and tolerance. It's, no, I do not want a man walking up in my bathroom. I mean, I don't play sports. I don't have to worry about that, thank goodness. But that doesn't mean I can sit on the sidelines and be quiet and not help talk about this. All right. Question of the day. Before we get to the question of the day, please go visit givemelibertymedia.com. It's a new group of us podcasters banding together and, you know, trying to grow our presence out there. It's Adrian Slade. It's fake Tyler Morgan. I don't know why I had to put fake Tyler Morgan on the front of that. And John from Brutally Honest Podcast and myself. So right now, there's just the four of us. So go check that out. We do have a website. It's called givemelibertymedia.com. And I need to add that into my description probably. And maybe create a new bumper for the entrance. But we have a website. We hope to be putting more information out on the website as well as our podcast. Okay. As you can tell, I am trying to be more focused on women's issues here on the podcast and on my blog. I recently wrote a post about the government coming after your children, and starring Dick Levine. So please go read that. I would appreciate your comments too. Maybe share them out on your social media platforms if you would. All right. Question of the day. What is your dream car? If money was not an issue,
what kind of car would you like to have? I'm not sure what kind of car I'd like to have. I know when I had my BMW 4 Series, I loved that car. And I felt really safe in it. And it is the ultimate driving machine. I used to think that was a bunch of hype until I went to work for them and sold them. I used to sell BMWs. Loved the car. I don't know that that would be my dream car, because the 4 Series was awfully small. It's for the young people getting up in and out of it. And I don't really care for their SUVs. I mean, their SUVs are okay. I don't know. I don't care for their SUVs. I like their 4 Series, though. That's pretty spiffy. I don't know, though. I don't know what kind of ultimate car I would like to have. I hate to say this, but I'm a chick. I'm not really into cars, so I don't know. But that's my question for you. What is your ultimate dream car? Maybe a muscle car? I don't know that I'd like that either. A truck? Maybe. I don't know. I tell you what I did. I drove a Porsche once just to test drive it when I was working at the dealership. And those were pretty nice. But I don't know that I'd like that either. A lot of maintenance on that. No. You know, maybe like like a stick shift, one of the old-timey cars. And I can drive one, by the way. All right, I don't know. What's your dream car? Thanks for listening. Oh, and also, thank you all so much for your prayers for yesterday for my colonoscopy. Thank you so much for your prayers, your thoughts, your funny quips. I appreciate it. I appreciate everything. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Y'all have a great Tuesday. Thanks for listening.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy!